Hey everyone, welcome to the Behind the Scenes podcast. I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Audrey.
And on this podcast, we share the messy, honest, unfiltered, and not so curated parts of our life.
Think of this podcast as a bunch of bloopers with some truth bombs sprinkled throughout.
That's right. We're going to be taking you behind the scenes of our daily routines, our social media feeds, and what you may or may not have seen on TV.
We're going to be talking relationships, family, faith, business, basically whatever we are learning about, fighting about, or laughing about lately.
We're going to be sharing our daily life, our struggles, successes, and our roses and thorns from each week.
And we don't want this podcast to just be about us, so we're also going to go behind the scenes with some of the people who inspire us the most.
We hope this podcast feels like you're joining us for a campfire.
Come hang out.
Welcome back to, I was going to say another, but to a final episode.
Season finale of Behind the Scenes Podcast.
Season one Behind the Scenes Podcast.
This is crazy. Yeah. We made it through season one, but season two is going to be dropping really, really, really soon, you guys, like really soon. Yeah. So don't worry, we're not going to make you wait too long.
So this is the 17th episode already, babe.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Been doing this since November, right?
I think so. Yeah. We've missed 1 week and we're late
well,
one week.
Christmas we took.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Then, well, we took, of course, we took our times off. Yeah.
But thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's been amazing. We just wanted to ask you guys, if you have been listening to this season and just loving the podcast, would you take a minute to please just leave a review for us? It really, really helps us, especially going into next season. We've got some awesome interviews lined up and just we're working on getting some more. And so that really helps us get great guests for the show.
Exposure, and then, gets the podcast seen and out there, and it's super easy. Literally, you just can just click the stars, and if you're feeling up for it, you can write a review. We do read every single one. They're really encouraging, so that's really helpful as well. Another way you can help leave a review or share the podcast is just screenshot this on your phone right now and share it to your Instagram stories. Bonus, we buy 5 of you coffee every single week. If you share this to your stories and tag Behind the Scenes Podcast.
Yes. So, and if you're tuning into this episode for the first time, this is your first Behind the Scenes episode that you've ever listened to, or maybe you've been listening for a while, but you just haven't subscribed to the podcast yet, make sure you do that so you guys know when season two will drop. Because I know a lot of times people can listen to podcasts, but then they never actually subscribe. Sometimes I'm guilty of that too. So
for sure.
Just make sure you guys subscribe so you know when season two launches. And then one thing we wanted to just remind you guys of, in case you have not yet pre-ordered A Love Letter Life, our book that is releasing April 2nd.
Make sure you do that.
We're now 1 month away from release, which is crazy. So you have 1 month left to pre-order and still pre-order and still claim the freebies that we're giving away with the pre-order. So
yeah, so there's lots of things we're giving away with the pre-order of the book. One of them is a free preset pack that I've built specifically for A Love Letter Life. And these presets will only ever be available for this pre-order, which is kind of fun. And then we got 52 curated date night ideas that Aj and I put together. We've got an over 200 song playlist on Spotify with all our favorite love songs and just romantic listens. And then we've got a 50% off code to The Marriage Journal, which is also super exciting.
And so, you get to read the first two chapters of our book immediately.
And you get the first two chapters of the book plus the prologue, which is a must-read section.
Yes, we call it mandatory reading.
Yeah.
You have to read it.
All of that you get via email delivered to you. And then there's download links for all of those items. And you can just go to aloveletterlife.com, choose to buy from whichever retailer you wish because they're all listed there and they'll link you straight to them. And then you go back to aloveletterlife.com
to claim it.
Fill in your email, fill in your order number, click submit, and then these all of these freebies will be emailed straight to you.
Yep. And if you pre-ordered the book back in October, you can still get the freebies. So just go to aloveletterlife.com. If you haven't claimed your freebies yet, you can get them immediately.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Well, without further ado, this is a fun episode. We're doing an assumptions podcast, and these are kind of in right now. A lot of people are doing them. So we thought, hey, this will be really fun. So we asked you guys on Instagram stories, what are some assumptions of us? And we went through them and wrote a bunch out here, and we're going to tackle this.
Yeah. So we just thought it'd be fun to give you guys a chance to tell us what you've assumed about us. And we're going to let you guys know if it's true or false. So we list out, how many questions, babe, do we have?
I don't know. We just kind of copy
pasted. We tried to get rid of a lot of the duplicates and list out as many as we could.
We haven't read all of them, but it's kind of a copy and paste list here. So, okay, let's get going.
We'll see how many we can get through. Kind of like our Q&A episode that we did a few weeks back, guys, we're going to try to get through as many of these as we can, as opposed to hanging out on each question.
Yeah.
So basically, the goal is to tell you whether your assumption is true or false pretty quickly.
All right, so I'll start. And one of the most assumed things was, you guys never fight or argue. You always seem so in tune with each other. Teach us how.
Nope, not true.
Yeah, no, we fight. I wouldn't say a lot, but like
we don't fight a lot.
Argue. We
argue. Disagree a lot.
We disagree. We debate. We argue. We play devil's advocate, and we,
that's part of our problem.
But it's also kind of a way we, I don't want to call it a love language, but it's also a way we combat with one another and come up with the good ideas and see if an idea is worth chasing. And so our perspective on it is actually, wow, this is a healthy way to get closer together. Mm-hmm. And then we talk about this also a lot in our book, of how to keep arguments from becoming fights.
Yes, that's the main thing. And also too, like, we see our disagreements as an opportunity to like see the other person's perspective and learn something about them, instead of just it evolving into like, well, I'm right, or you're right, or again, I'm right and you're wrong.
In the moment, this is all, of course, extremely difficult to do, but it's a mindset and it's a habit. And so it's a mindset we try to embrace. But I will say we're pretty in tune with one another.
Yeah.
Because we're very intentional about, you know, about doing that. But okay.
Do you want to switch off every other asking?
Yeah, let's just do that.
Sorry, guys. Talking through it with you guys. So the next question, you will both force your children into playing sports.
That's a funny assumption, but
yes.
No.
I will, because I was forced
going to strongly encourage them to play sports because of the value and the camaraderie and the athleticism and everything that sports can offer. But we're not going to force our kids to necessarily do anything, but we will teach them and we will explain the benefits.
We might have some discrepancy there.
Yeah, well, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But
for me, though, I was raised like my parents forced us to do sports and forced us to do just hard things that we didn't necessarily like, because there's value in doing hard things that you don't necessarily like. And so I think sports taught me a lot of discipline and being a team player, and just so much. Like, sports gives you so much in life. So I'm a huge sports fan and definitely want our kids to play sports. Okay. You're next, babe.
You're both disappointed by Jared's parents' divorce, and it makes it hard to be close to them. For sure. I mean, I don't think there's a person on the planet that's not disappointed if their parents get divorced. Like, that's a big bummer. It doesn't really make it hard to be close to them by any means, but it does make planning family stuff more difficult, of course. Like, anyone that's in a divorced family, it just makes things a little more difficult. And it's not the unity, the family, the way it was all kind of designed to be, you know. And so there's those obstacles to get across and stuff. So yes and no to that one.
Jeremy is more relaxed and goofy when not in the public eye. I don't know.
I would say that's true.
Are you? I feel for like you're relaxed and goofy in the public eye too, though.
I don't think like so. I think I'm overall a pretty serious guy.
But not always, but growing up in the public
hanging
eye,
out, when
you were so goofy.
You're right. I often felt like, I don't know, vulnerable, I guess, when I was goofy. And so I kind of didn't do it very much. But like, if I'm hanging out with just like you, Dan, Erica, or the Mueller's, like, I'll get pretty goofy sometimes.
But you also will get really serious sometimes. You go to both extremes.
I kind of have a two
extreme
problem there.
You're more serious or more goofy when you're not
depending
in the public eye.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's highlight where we're at so I know where we're going. Okay. You got pregnant on first try.
Well, so backtrack. We weren't trying to get pregnant. Ember was a surprise. So I guess that question's kind of...
That is true. We did get pregnant on first try. Although we weren't trying. She was just a surprise.
Yes. Okay. Y'all are super healthy eaters and work out regularly. So unfortunately, you guys, I would say my whole life I've been a very healthy eater. Jeremy probably would say the same.
Yeah,
I would think. Jeremy and I both super athletic, you know, obviously going back to the sports question, we've worked out our whole life.
Those college dino nuggets were great, but.
But in the past couple years, guys, we have not been the help, the healthiest eaters, and we definitely don't work out regularly.
Yeah, I'm getting back
it's
into
been
that.
A slacking issue.
Well, I was doing pretty good, and then winter, the dead of winter came, and I kind of was like, I don't want to ride my bike to the gym or go outside. And so
this is a big one. We got this one a lot, though. I think a lot of you guys assume that we are way healthier eaters than we actually are, or that we're really like anal about it.
I would
and
say
we're not.
Pretty active. Yeah, we're not. So that is definitely an assumption. I mean, we like eating healthy. We do our best to do so. I'd say when we do cook, babe, it's really good.
Yes.
And we are active. We, you know, lately we haven't really been on the
but
routine
we are not working out
of
like
working
regularly.
Out. Yeah. But that's definitely been our lifestyle and is who we are. I would say we're just out of that routine right now.
Yeah, like my whole life I worked out 7 days a week since I was like 12 years old. And then the past 5 years, it's been 7 days a year.
Yeah. You want, next assumption, you want lots of kids.
Yes.
I would say that's a pretty good assumption. Also, I don't know what a lot means. And we are taking them one at a time. One at a
that's
time.
That's what we say.
But we like the idea of a big family.
Well, a lot of people though also assumed, babe, that we didn't want more kids, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah,
I didn't put that question
weird.
Here, but yeah, that
okay,
was
go.
Weird. Audrey.
I should ask this.
Okay.
Next assumption. Audrey didn't know how big Always More would become for others.
Yeah. So I described this in the podcast where I talk about the story of Always More and how it came to be, how Always More became so much more than I ever imagined.
Oh yeah. This is
pun
just
intended.
A couple, this is just a couple podcasts ago.
So yes, Always More definitely became more than I ever imagined. And people now have their own meanings for what it means to them. And it's just been so special and cool to watch it grow. Okay, I can't picture you guys having a night of junk food. Wrong. You should see our giant bag of gummy bears in the refrigerator. And
yeah, well,
we like our Chick-fil-A and we like our Burgerville. If you guys are from the Pacific Northwest,
yes.
You know what that is. Otherwise, you don't.
But I will say
we're not big junk food eaters.
We like our fast food. Like bring it home, have a thing of fast food. Like sometimes that's nice and convenient.
Fast food isn't junk food though. Junk food's candy.
Because I mean, I never ever eat junk food. I would say.
Oh, never ever.
Very rarely. That's dessert.
That's not junk food.
That's earned pleasure. That's not junk food. Junk food, I'm thinking like the bag of Cheetos and the Nutter Butters.
Okay, yeah. We're not big on
we
that.
Don't have a single one of those in our cupboard.
Yeah. We have our like
that's why
little...
I automatically assumed it was fast food.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. So, okay. Next.
Okay.
Who asked the last one?
You. Audrey wins most arguments.
Well, define win.
Yeah, define win. I think we
Jeremy always thinks he wins.
No, I would say we're pretty,
even if I
would
win.
Say we're very even on this because if it's an argument, I care about winning, I'll win. But if it's an argument that I'm like, okay, like I see your point and this doesn't really matter and I'm a nine, like I'm okay just going, this really doesn't matter. And so I'll just kind of be like, okay, sure. That sounds great. You know, like if it's dinner or something, but if I really want to go to sushi, we're going to sushi. Mm-hmm. There ain't no ands, ifs or buts.
Yeah, but I would say I'm the same. This is where we come into this is where the disagreement thing comes into play because I'm kind of the same
way
in that too.
Shall we demonstrate who will win this one right now? No. I would say no to that. Audrey wins most arguments. I would say we're pretty even on that scale, honestly. Okay.
You have only ever dated each other.
Nope.
False. We both have dated... Seriously, both of us have only ever dated one.
Two.
Oh,
yeah.
Jeremy's dated two people, seriously. I've only ever really dated one.
Yeah.
Seriously. But we've dated, both Jer and I
for
dated,
sure. And
you know, multiple
guys,
people
I'm
throughout.
I'm so excited to hear just the responses from our book.
Yeah, we talk about a little bit in our book.
That's kind of, our whole dating journey is in the book too. And anyways, it's kind of a fun, I believe it'll be a fun read. So we're excited to get that out there. But let's see, where are we?
Is it my turn?
No, it's my turn.
Okay.
That you guys, I keep wanting to read y'all. We got a bunch of Southerners in here. That y'all are wealthy from the show. Oh, babe, move your... That you're all wealthy from the show and Jeremy's family. This is funny.
No.
A lot of people said this. Yeah, no. So I paid for my college in full, pretty much with my show money. And, you know, like we're debt-free. Audrey's dad paid for our wedding, you know,
Yeah, so such a blessing.
I would say we're very, very fortunate from, you know, what the show has provided and whatnot. Like, but people think that, like, if you're on TV, you're a millionaire. That's just insanity. Specifically reality TV.
Yeah.
Unless you're a Kardashian.
Well, and the fact that Jeremy used all of that money to pay for his school. And
yeah, well, not all of it, but, you know, there were big life expenses, and we're both very fortunate to be debt free. Like, you paid for your college via scholarship, you know, mm-hmm. I paid for mine being on television. And so there's been awesome benefits from it. But
another thing too, to that though, is we believe that, you know, once you become married, you're your own family. And like, obviously there's extenuating circumstances where you need to financially rely on your parents. But because Jeremy and I were blessed, you know, going into our marriage financially, we didn't have debt, like, thank the Lord for that. But we don't rely on our parents financially. Like, our parents have never given us
for
money.
For sure. I think there's a, exactly,
so
yeah.
There's we don't,
a, there's
that's
a point
not
where
true.
You just assume responsibility for your life.
Yeah,
and
we
marriage
believe that.
Is very much one of those times. And so this doesn't mean, like, you know, if we ever needed help.
Yeah, if we
or
needed
whatever.
To move. We lived with my parents for a while when our house was renovated.
Yeah.
Like, there's times, you know.
There's times for sure. But, like, there is no, like, holding out our hands type thing.
Yeah.
So, anyways, enough about that question. But
you don't go to an actual. Sorry.
Well, yeah. The last thing I'll say is another question that was in there a lot is people think we still get paid from the show. And that's not true. That's a wrong assumption. We don't get residuals or whatever they call them. What is that called?
Royalties.
Yeah, yeah. I wish those were a thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't go to an actual church. So
we do.
Yeah, that's a weird question kind of, but.
Yeah, we did home church in Bend for two plus years. Amazing. Absolutely loved it. And it kind of did make coming back and going to a bigger church very, very difficult. But we are going to one right now and we love mm-hmm. it. It's great. Awesome. Awesome people. It's called The Gathering, and then we actually just started
starting to just more intentionally meet with
a few
our
couples,
community
yeah
like,
our,
that
our
we're
community.
Already meeting with, but just
more intentionally every Sunday, and so we're really excited about that. I assume you are extremely generous, also very wise business people. I didn't see that one in here. I mean, it's kind of weird to say yes. No, I would say that we try to be.
I would
we
say
try
generosity is one of our pillars, though. We
generosity
want to be.
Is one of our family pillars, and we do try to be very intentional about when the Spirit stirs us in a way to just have open hands and give or provide or help or support folks. And then
wise business people. I mean, we are.
No,
just,
I would say we're tripping our way through this thing.
We're learning that one. I mean,
we
thanks for assuming that.
Tripping our way through this.
Whoever
thing.
You are, thank you.
I think a lot of people might see something, and here's one of my favorite quotes: "Is there's no such thing as an oh wait, well, shoot, what is it? Every overnight success takes 10 years to build." That's not the quote, but the idea
like
is
that.
Every overnight success is on the back of 10 years of. Progress. And so when you're seeing someone's highlight or someone's succeed or whatever, there's so much more to that story. Mm. And I feel like we're kind of in that process right now of just tripping our way through it.
Yeah. Next. I have a highlighted.
Yeah. You'll never come back to Little People, Big World. That is true. I don't think we'll ever come back to Little People, Big World, but that does not mean we won't come back to TV in the future or something. And what I mean by that is, like, you know, there's a lot of fun opportunities out there, and it's at the end of the day, it's you know, who knows what kind of shows could be in the future. Or
but
whatever.
Just to make this clear, like, we're not actively pursuing that right now.
No.
We're definitely on this break mode
yeah.
of TV.
But in like 10 years, let's say there's a treehouse show and I get to be the host, whatever. I'm just making that up.
Yeah.
But like, that would be super fun. And it's just like for a couple up a summer or a season, it's like, that sounds really fun. But yeah.
Breakfast is your favorite meal. For me, yes, I've always loved breakfast. It's always been my favorite meal. For Jeremy, the past year, he hasn't eaten breakfast.
Yeah. Well,
so.
I intermittent fast. So I don't eat breakfast, but my favorite is when I get to eat breakfast at 1:30 or 2.
We've always loved breakfast.
Yeah, we love breakfast.
We always want to go out to breakfast for lunch.
Yeah,
we've always loved
like
breakfast.
When I show up to a place and it's like 1 and they're not serving breakfast,
we
I'm
get
like,
angry.
What? What do you mean you're not serving breakfast? You want twins at some point.
Oh my gosh. Jeremy's been talking about this so much lately. Jeremy wants twins. Well, you say.
Yeah, no, for sure. Twin boys would be amazing. Twin girls would be awesome too, but man, a pair of twin boys, whew, that'd be fun.
You want to carry them?
For 9 months? No.
That all the hate comments you get don't bother you. Ooh, you don't even know.
Yeah, there are some.
You do not know. Nope, that's not true. I think that unfortunately is an assumption that a lot of people make, and it's really sad. And we're not just speaking for just us, but like Jared and I are real people. People that have followings, just because they have a following doesn't mean they're not reading their comments. And just because they have a following doesn't mean that they're not just much human and just as much hurt by something that you say to them in a comment that you're not saying to them in person. And I'll be honest, like for me, I don't read my DMs unless there's a specific thing that I've said or asked people about, whatever, then I'll like go in and check. But like all my DM requests, I had to stop because I would see things in there. There was so much encouragement, but the every 10th one being some really nasty thing just started to get to me. And so like, that's a boundary that I've just put up for myself. But I'd say on the whole, Jeremy and I have very thick skin. Like we are really, you know, right? Wouldn't you say?
For
like,
sure. We have pretty thick skin. Also,
we're not super, super sensitive humans, but
we also understand that, like, you know, if you're the type of person that sends hateful stuff across the internet, like there's something there, you're emotionally, something's going on, you know, whether who knows what it actually is, but like normal, healthy people would never do that. And so there is a sense of like, I don't want to say justification, but we see stuff like that. And it's almost kind of like for me anyway, it's like, something's up with them. Yeah. Something's up because that's not normal.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So that's where they fall water on a duck's back for me, I would say. And I'm used to it just growing up in the public eye and been receiving them my whole life. I wouldn't say I get a ton, but yeah. But to say that they don't bother.
Yeah, that's not true.
Us, specifically you, Audrey. Yeah, that's an assumption. Okay, next. You two have incredibly similar personalities.
I would say actually, yes. Would you? I would say we're more similar than we are different, for sure.
For sure.
Like, we're not super,
I will
super
say there's
different.
Some core things that are very similar, but, like, we are pretty different in many, many ways.
Yes.
That's a weird, it's kind of
but
a weird
one. But our personality, well, I guess that's, yeah. When we started dating, we both were like, oh, girl version boy. Like, I thought you were, like, the boy version. Like, we both had so much common interest, common things that we got fired up about. We're both passionate about the same, you know, similar things. So I would say, wouldn't you say we're more similar than we are different?
I would say probably more similar than we are different, yeah.
But like, we have different Enneagram numbers.
On the more important things, maybe.
We have different Enneagram numbers for sure.
Okay.
Next assumption. Yes. You're both extroverted and proactive about building community. So we actually are
introverted, yeah.
Both of us. But we both can be extroverted in extroverted situations.
Very much so.
I'd say both Jeremy and I are pretty adaptable. Like, just as humans, like, we can just adapt to situations and different types of people and
we've been told we're very easy to hang out with by some of our most introverted friends, but also by some of our most extroverted friends.
Yeah. We can kind of swing both ways, which is interesting,
but I would say
we are more
at the core,
introverted.
We're introverts that like being extroverted, but we always pull back to that introvert core.
But we are proactive about building community. That's a yes.
Next assumption. Your house is always clean. Even in stories, things always look so put away and tidy.
I don't know what stories you're watching.
Well, I mean, I don't know, babe. I mean, I would say we have a
Thank
pretty...
Thank you. I feel encouraged by that.
We have a pretty clean house. On the day-to-day, yes. I would say so. I mean, I don't know. Plus, we just don't have a lot of junk.
Well, don't look in our spare bedroom.
Yeah, okay, this is true. We do have one room of our house that's like our throw-all. And I mean,
And honestly, our house is, I mean,
we could probably flick a match in that thing and not think twice about it.
We have a lot of storage. We have like a couch where you can lift up the cushion and we can put stuff under it. We have big drawers in our house. We have a trunk that all of Ember's toys go into at the end of every day. Like, so we have big spaces that we can just put stuff away. And like, we don't like stuff on our counter.
We do not like stuff on our counter.
Can't stand just like a cluttered counter or
table. That's a Bodhi thing.
Yeah.
But also the best way to enjoy a glass of wine, slice of cheese, and a nice crackling campfire is when you're doing it in a clean house. So like Ember goes to bed, we spend our 10 minutes just quick Zoom clean.
Yeah, I do a Zoom clean every night.
Zoom clean.
That's a good one.
Boom.
Okay. Jeremy's faith was not as strong until he met Audrey.
I would say that meeting Audrey definitely woke me up to the kind of man I wanted to be. And that ultimately led me very much so in the direction of Jesus. So I would say that's correct. Yeah. And that story is such a fun one in the book. Mm. But okay, next one. Next assumption. You guys miss living in Bend and want to move back there soon. Yes, I would say. I don't know if we want to move back there soon.
We just talk about it a lot and we do miss it.
We miss Ben immensely. And
it will always have a piece of our heart and especially.
I want to have a place.
And we will always go back there.
I don't know if we'll live there, but like we'd love to have a place there.
Okay. You're against CBD.
For some reason, this popped up a couple times.
Yeah, no, we're not against CBD. And for people that are listening that don't know what CBD is, it's the not, or Jared can describe it probably better than me, but like the... there's no THC in it, right?
Yeah.
It's basically a natural oil that can be used for healing and pain and sleep and lots of different things. So
yeah,
we're not against it.
Cannabis oil or something.
Cannabis.
Well, it's right? from cannabis, but
yeah. So no, not against it. Your turn.
Yeah, my turn. Ask. Actually, Young Living's about to. Can't say that.
No, yeah, you can.
Yeah, Young Living is about to come out with CBD oil. You don't struggle with budgeting and finances. I mean, it's kind of a cryptic question, but I would say we definitely struggle with budgeting. And we have a loose budget and we keep trying to get it tighter, but it's tough. And then I don't know, that's, we do struggle with that, I would think. But as far as...
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it's hard. We have to budget for our businesses and for our personal, and like that, it's been tricky, like just figuring all that out, because a lot of what we do is like not super consistent, like being entrepreneurs. It's interesting. You have to be super intentional about that, but we're still learning how to do that because we didn't really get trained in it. And
yeah. So a couple questions ago when we say we're kind of tripping through it, like right now, we've been in the process of kind of separating, okay, what's the company and then what is our personal.
We've had those separate for a long time.
Just not
budgeted really well.
But not budgeted really well. And so we're kind of working on that. And then, so next.
Okay, this one was funny. Someone put this in caps. Everything is planned out. Everything.
Yeah.
Jared and I laughed so hard because... Why would you assume that?
We're pretty much flying by the seat of our pants.
We are like both terrible.
We try to plan, but planning is not my
strong suit. We've had to both get better at it because we are, I would say both me and Jeremy, our whole lives have not been the best planners. And then we got married and we're like,
Part of hiring Dan was kind of like the support in this arena concerning the company specifically, of just like having someone that is truly their gifting and just getting better at it, not just from a company/business standpoint, but also bringing what we learned from that into our personal life as far as just the strategy it takes. But
I will say to that, we are really intentional about everything. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's all planned out, but like we'll be intentional about a vacation that we want to go on, but it's not like it's all planned out to a T. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like we don't book the rental car till we show up where we are. And we're like, you know what I mean? We're a little bit more on that side of not planning than planning when it comes
more
to that.
Of a planner
and I'm more of the planner in the relationship for sure. I've had to step up in that area.
Next assumption. You guys never struggled with intimacy. I think this I mean, we've
also not.
Yeah, that's not true. We've had our seasons of, I want to call, laziness. I think with intimacy, specifically in marriage, there has to be a level of intentionality behind it. And again, I'm just going to go back to, a lot of people think that intimacy has to come from when you're like feeling those feelings of intimacy or passion or pursuit. But one of my favorite Timothy Keller quotes, and I'm just doing this from memory, so it might not be exact, is culture seems to think that actions of love come from feelings of love, but wouldn't it be more accurate to say that feelings of love come from consistent actions of love? So you might want to skip back 15 seconds to re-listen to that. But the whole idea is, like, if you're intentional about your actions, those feelings of intimacy and passion are probably going to show up more often and frequently because you've been intentionally active in how you show love. And there has been seasons where Audrey and I have not been intentional or active, and there'd be spaces or time gaps or little tiny seasons where we struggled with it.
Yeah. Definitely. So, we have definitely struggled with that, though, to answer the question. Yeah. You guys are excellent parents.
Thank you. We're new parents.
Yeah.
I would say that's an assumption.
I would say
we're very intentional parents, and we seek out advice and wisdom and mentorship.
We're often not going to say that we're excellent parents. But who's going to say that's true?
No, yeah, we are not by any means excellent parents at all. No. Total assumption.
Okay.
Next, yours, babe.
Oh, I thought I did the last one. Okay, you were both virgins when you got married. Yes, we were. We were both virgins when we got married. We talk about this in our book. We have a chapter that's called Losing the Purity Battle, which is kind of ironic because we just said that we were virgins when we got married. But the concept of the chapter is, Jer and I realized somewhere along the way when we were dating that we were fighting the wrong battle. We were fighting for virginity instead of purity. And so we blurred the lines a lot when it came to other things besides
sex. They have to read our book.
I won't tell you too much. You can read the book, but yes, we were, Jeremy and I were virgins by definition. Okay. Next.
Real quick. The assumption is we never want to leave Oregon. I would say at this point, that's true. Yeah. I mean, we have no desire to really live anywhere else. Like, we love
Maybe Maui
would be fun for a season. Nashville would be fun. Franklin, technically.
We probably would not actually ever do it.
Yeah. Leave Oregon.
We love our PNW.
Our life's here.
You spend a lot of money on oils and clean living. So honestly, this is kind of twofold. Yes. I mean, I would say yes. Like, we love our oils and non-toxic products, but Young Living, the company that I use to buy my oils from and all my clean living products, gives you essentially 25% back on through their rewards program every month on what I order. So I end up getting most of my stuff now for free, or a lot of it.
Yeah. Well, plus we don't buy a lot of stuff from the grocery store anymore. We've just swapped it. But
next
assumption, I would assume you are a young couple with old souls. Yes, that is true. Next.
Yeah.
You have a fire every night. I always wonder how much wood you use. This is true.
How much wood do we use, babe?
We use quite a bit. I would say, a quart or two.
We don't have a fire every night, but at least 5 nights of the week in the winter.
5 nights of the week for sure.
And lots of campfires
almost
outside
every
in the summer.
Day. In campfire, yeah, we're very much fire people. We use a lot of wood. Next.
Okay, you aren't friends with people who aren't Christian.
Yeah.
That is so false.
It's
not even funny.
Some of our closest friends are
not
non-believers.
Christian. And we love having conversations with people that don't believe the same things as us. So that's false.
Next, you don't listen to secular music.
Also false. We listen to a lot of country music, which I would say is secular.
Well, I listen to a lot of vibey instrumental stuff. I listen to Mississippi Blues.
But we also listen to a lot of worship music too.
Petite Biscuit and all of those people. But,
yes.
Next, you're both very disciplined individuals.
I would say on a spectrum,
Audrey,
we're more disciplined than we are not.
No. I would say on a spectrum, you are more disciplined. On a spectrum, I am probably near bottom of the list, but I've gotten much, much, much better. Would you not say so?
Well, that's good. I mean, it's humble of you to say that, but I think you have. I mean, I would say you in the past.
Then I've obviously gotten way better.
Definitely. Like, I would say right now, you are pretty disciplined.
Well, part of, I say this in the book. Part of meeting you was like, whoa, I want to be a man of discipline. Yeah. Because you can't really achieve anything long term worth achieving unless you're disciplined. Yeah. And so I was like, okay, well.
But I was, you know, distance runner my whole life, very disciplined, all that. Okay, next. Both of you are neither left or right brain, but somewhere in the middle. So if you guys don't know what left or left brain, or I'm probably going to mess these up, but left brain is more analytical and methodical, and right brain, you tend to be more creative and artistic. And I think this is interesting. I think Jeremy and I are. I think this is true. I think we are both somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, I would say so.
I think we can both have creative sides and then also very logical, methodical sides as well.
Next.
Y'all, here's that word again.
My assumption is y'all can't fall asleep easily at night because you're always talking about new endeavors.
That's true.
I would say that's, we can fall asleep. Okay. I fall asleep very easily. I mean, I hit the pillow and I'm out, but
we do stay awake in bed talking about new endeavors a lot.
A lot, yeah. Okay, next.
You don't drink alcohol. False.
Don't know where that one came from.
Don't you guys know Coors Light, Jer?
Not anymore. It hurts my gut. So
okay, just wine and whiskey.
I've quit that.
Old fashions.
Yeah, but we like our glass of wine.
You like our Marg's.
I like making us old fashions. And anyways, next assumption.
You guys aren't dog people.
We're totally dog people. We're just not in a season of life where right now we can have a dog.
I wouldn't really say I'm a dog person.
Oh, really? Okay, I'm a dog person.
I've never had a dog though, so I've just had.
I do, but right now, like, cats are just so easy.
Yeah, and we travel a lot or a decent amount enough to where, you know, to having a dog would just be
it'd be too tough hard right now and very expensive. But next, this, oh my goodness, this one we get a lot.
Oh, yeah.
My assumption, next assumption, you guys don't work. Like, what? It's like...
people comment things like that. Or what? We talk about this.
First, some people think millionaires. The other spectrum is you guys don't work at all. And I think this is so funny.
We work too much. And you guys have heard us talk about that on the podcast.
Yeah. I think that this question comes from mostly, if I may, kind of an older generation of people that don't understand the internet, don't really just maybe haven't been working themselves. And so, and I say all that, like, obviously from a pure heart, I think that, you know, there's a gap in the generation somewhere. And so when older people see younger people at coffee shops on their laptops, they don't see that as working. Mm. So.
Okay. Next, that you guys travel every week. No, but we are. I can see where that's coming from. In the past couple months, we've been traveling a lot and will be in the next couple months just with everything going on with our book. Yeah. But
and we also take photos at your parents' house, my parents' house, our house, around. So like,
that's not travel, though.
I see.
Yes, we don't travel every week, though.
Yeah, no, not at all. Next assumption, you're early risers, but also night owls.
I would say that's true.
I would say that's true.
We're not. Are you an early riser?
By choice? Very, very difficult. But I try to wake up at 6 a.m. every day. I can't resist but staying up by the fire. So
we love, though, we will rally for early morning adventures and we will rally for late night fun. Yeah. Both Jer and I.
And that's where the extrovert in us kind of come out. But,
okay. Most of your income comes from LPBW.
We already addressed this.
No, none of our income comes from LPBW, at least for the past couple years.
Next. Well, yeah. Next.
You guys hate fast food. No, we love Chick-fil-A, guys, and Burgerville. We've already talked about this.
Yeah, those are
Mickledees every now and then. Coffee Mickledees is good, you guys.
The McCafe. Can't call it coffee. It's the McCafe.
Sorry, McCafe.
It's pretty good coffee.
We don't hate fast food.
No.
We don't eat fast food regularly, but again, going back to that, what we said before, like, we're not crazy about it. And when we're traveling or convenience, like, I think fast food is an amazing blessing from the Lord.
Yeah, when we're driving to Bend... going to pack a broccoli, vegan, something, Tupperware thing.
And we like fries and fried food. Okay, next. You guys think you're marriage experts.
Yeah, this is hilarious.
This we get a lot of. And I don't know why people think this. We are not marriage experts, you guys.
Well,
we never have ever said that we are.
They think that ever. We think we are.
I don't know why you think we are, though, because...
No, they don't. They think that we think we are.
They think that we think we are.
But we've never said that. We've never done any... And we've always said, join us on this journey as we learn whatever we say, as we learn to grow.
Whatever we say. We just want to share our stories and what we have learned and share the wisdom from people that are, you know, in a step of life ahead of us. We feel like the Lord's really blessed us with a lot of mentorship and wise counsel in our life. And so we just feel like we're recycling a lot of what they've shared with us and sharing our own mistakes and the things we've learned from the hard way and the things that we're so thankful that we did do when it comes to marriage. So
next, you want to open an Always More storefront.
I would say that's a dream for me someday.
Someday, yeah.
But not now. But I would love to do that someday. Yeah.
Next assumption, you're working on another book.
Shh.
Yeah, a couple.
Can't tell you yet.
There's always fun ideas. Okay,
but right now, the focus is a love letter life.
Yes. Next assumption.
It was easy for Audrey to lose the baby weight because she worked out religiously. No, I didn't work out for... A year?
Wow, really?
That's not true. I went to like one bar three class a month when I was like four, after having Ember, like 4 months after having Ember.
So you went to probably four.
I went to like one bar
four classes
in the entire year. Workout religiously, no way. Although breastfeeding is definitely a workout and I did a lot of that.
Next assumption, your long distance relationship was effortless. You guys, this is,
no,
you got to read our
False.
Book if you're interested in long distance relationships at all, because most of our dating, all of our dating relationship was long distance, and it was we broke up, the whole thing. It was an awesome story,
but the whole not effortless, like the whole thing about our long distance relationship was that it was so effortful, but Jared and I were both willing to put in the effort, and that's part of the reason why we called our book A Love Letter Life, because letters take extra effort and extra intention.
Very few things worth having don't take any effort at all.
Yes.
Next assumption, your relationship has always been faith-based. I would say so.
Yes, definitely.
For sure. I mean, absolutely, always. Yeah. Next assumption.
Audrey made the first move.
Eh.
False. Nope. Jeremy made the first move and I denied him.
Audrey made the first denial. How about that?
Gotta read that story in the book too.
Yeah. Next assumption.
You're really glad you left the show. I would say... Yes.
I would say...
Because it was our choice. We're glad.
I would say it was the right choice. And the Lord has affirmed that in some powerful ways. And he affirms by peace. And we have peace about it. And it wasn't to say it wasn't hard. And we don't, you know, miss certain aspects of it. Because it was really fun and awesome for a long time, you know. But it was definitely the right choice. Next assumption. Both grew up in Christian homes.
Yes.
Yeah, we both grew up for sure. And you know, our parents went to church and all that, and so
yes, I definitely did.
Next assumption:
you don't watch TV. We don't. We never just turn on our TV and flip two channels ever. Yeah. We never have.
And
in
our TV is never.
That.
And I can honestly say never on in the background.
Yeah, really, actually,
ever,
unless it's like we're playing music on Apple TV.
That's
or,
music playing in the background. But I can honestly say it's never on in the background. But we do watch television shows. Like when we're intentionally going to, hey, babe, do you think it'd be fun to sit down and watch two episodes of whatever show we're watching?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'd be great. Let's finish up this work, clean the house and start a fire and pour a glass of wine and do that.
Yeah.
Then we'll do it. We'll watch our show or whatever, or a movie. But
you guys own more Carhartt items than anything else.
Yeah.
I would say that's definitely true for Jeremy. Jeremy bought me, I was just telling someone this the other day. Jeremy bought me my first Carhartt coat when we were dating, and that was now 6 or 7 years ago.
You still look so good.
7 years ago?
I know.
That was 7 years ago, and now Carhartt's like this thing. Everyone wears Carhartt.
They always have, but you're
seven years ago.
You're now just aware of it.
Okay, anyways, we do have a lot of Carhartt, and we love it.
Workwear is really in right now, though. But
yes.
Next assumption. Oh, I bet you forget what day of the week it is sometimes. Oh my goodness.
Jeremy.
If you only knew.
Jeremy forgets what day of the week, what month it is.
I mean, I will seriously like
what he
wake
ate
up
yesterday.
And be like, all right, babe, we're going to the 9 a.m., right? Like, let's get ready for church or something. And it's like Wednesday.
Yeah. Hence going back to the question, why we plan. You guys plan everything. LOL.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next assumption.
Jeremy is usually... Oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah, that's
right. Jeremy is usually the first one to fall asleep each night. Yes. So this is how our bedtime routine goes. We get ready for bed. Takes me a little bit longer. I put my oils on and wash my face and take all my pills and give all the pills to Jeremy to take and
check
the baby, make sure her blanket's still on her and, you know, come put in the diffuser, do all the things. Jeremy just like brushes his teeth and gets in bed and lays down. And like, I'm another 10 minutes or so before I'm in bed with him.
I put my soft cream. I rub my...
Oh, you do put cream on the bottom of your feet. Good. You got one routine there.
I do that.
Dive with that.
I slam a glass of water.
Okay. But then I get in bed. I want to have like a little pillow talk, you know, just a little pillow talk. Just a little like, hey, babe, like, how was your day? And now we do our thing where we write our... on our strips of paper or whatever, like...
Yeah, but, we started that again. We write what we appreciate about each other.
I always want to say, like, I always want to kind of talk about what's happening tomorrow, what's the agenda for tomorrow, or something big that happened today that we hadn't connected on yet. And Jeremy's just, okay. And then, like, even when we're praying in bed at night, like, just the other night, we were praying, and I said, amen, babe.
No, that wasn't not the other night.
Oh, yeah. Literally, like last week, Jeremy falls asleep fast.
I'm horizontal.
Yeah. Okay, next.
Next assumption, you never go to bed with unresolved issues.
I would say that's pretty true. I can't go to bed with unresolved issues. Jeremy, again, I probably could,
but, you know, we make an intention not to.
It like eats me alive if we're not good before we go to bed. I have to like work it out with Jer. You both love winter. I would say yes.
I would say yeah. I like weather.
Winter isn't our favorite season though. We love
I don't necessarily like wind.
And fall.
But we do like winter. I like winter. I like snow. I like the ice. I like driving in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say that. That's why I said it. Yeah. Okay. That's it, guys. Those are your assumptions.
Yeah, we slammed them.
We slammed them.
Slammed it.
Maybe we proved some of you wrong, or maybe we reaffirmed the things that you already assumed.
But at the end of the day, we hope we were honest and just kind of showed a side, a behind the scenes side, I guess.
Exactly. So season finale, wrap up. This is our last Roses and Thorns.
Thorns and Roses.
Season one. So yeah. Babe, what was your thorn?
My thorn was probably the table scare of the wood bowing. If you guys are following me on Instagram, I'm doing that table build. It's now a highlight in my feed, so you can go back and look through the whole thing.
Tell them what kind of table it is.
It's going to be a big, huge, forget what I'm making, 8-foot by 4-foot resin table. It's out of 130-year oak tree. It's going to be awesome, beautiful. but anyways, I walked in the barn the other day and the table was bowed. And I thought the whole thing was ruined. And so I've been talking to a bunch of guys on Instagram and they've helped me fix it. But it was a big scare, and for about half a day, I was pretty bummed out. Bummed enough to make it my thorn for the season finale. Hmm. Babe, what was your thorn?
My thorn is this dang workman...
What?
...office
no.
bench that we're
you
looking
guys,
at
have,
right now.
Have you
guys,
been... Have
if you,
you
did
seen,
not vote in my stories, babe, Jeremy pulls up the other day, and in the back of his truck, he's got this work... What is it? Craftsman?
It's a husky.
What's it called though? Tool bench. He's got this tool bench in the back of
his
truck.
It's a chest. It's a tool chest.
And he pulls up to the office with it. And I'm like, babe, why'd you get that? What's that for?
Babe, it's for the office.
Oh, what do you mean for the office? It's giant, by the way. Our office isn't like that big. And
you guys,
he thinks it's going to be like, I'm envisioning this cute dresser.
No.
Listen, or this shelving unit
sweetheart.
That we're going to put some plants
that's
and like
going over there.
Some always more merchandise and some marriage journals and some
leather
there. Life books and make it all look cute. And Jer buys this Craftsman workbench that he thinks is going to be our pantry and our office supplies.
It is.
Drawer.
Look at that big old drawer up there.
We're looking
snacks.
At it right now. And
yeah, it's awesome. And we did a vote. Let us know on the behind the scenes Instagram if you're for the tool chest or you're not for
it's
it.
It's just, I don't
because
know.
Because my,
guys.
The poll on
I'm
my,
I'm all for a workbench.
The
I,
poll on my Instagram was like 68% for it.
Okay. And the poll on my Instagram was like 70% against.
Well, then mine was 71 for it. I can't remember.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Okay. That's not actually my thorn. I mean, that's a funny thorn, but
well, that's a,
I don't really have like a big,
yeah.
I don't really great. Have a big thorn for this week.
All right.
What was your rose, babe?
My rose was Sunday having our community with our friends and having everyone over our house.
Making Five Mary's steak.
Yeah, making Five Mary's steak.
So good.
It's awesome. So that was just a great time. I like that we're doing that every Sunday. Mm-hmm. What was your rose?
Mine was, this week, I just felt like I had really good time. Every day this week, I got up early enough to spend like some solid time in the Word. And
that's good.
That was encouraging. I feel like I haven't had like a super solid week of that in a while. And where like I just felt like my time was good.
Yeah.
So I was just encouraged by that. That was my rose.
Cool. So, well, you guys, that wraps up season one of Behind the Scenes podcast.
We should clap.
Again,
thank you guys for listening much.
If you have not subscribed, please do. If you want to leave a review, it's super helpful. It'll help for season two.
And we should tell them what season two is going to be about.
Coming very soon. Season two is all about relationships,
marriage,
love stories. We're interviewing a ton of awesome people.
People that you guys probably know and follow already. Yep. So it'll be super fun to go behind the scenes of their love stories.
There we go.
And we're so excited.
As always, you guys, thank you for listening. We appreciate you.
Love you guys.
See you next season.